Believe me, Neighbor Derby, I am really sorry for your sake that matters turn out thus. And I as much for yours, Neighbor Scrapewell. For to tell you the truth, I received a letter this morning from Mr. Griffin, who tells me, if I will be in town today, he will give me the refusal of all that lot of timber which he is about cutting down on the side of the hill. And I had intended you should have shared half of it, which would have been not less than $50 in your pocket. But as your $50, did you say? I truly did, I. But as your mare is out of order, I'll go and see if I can get old Roan, the blacksmith's horse.
Old Roan? My mare is at your service, neighbor. Here, Tim, tell Ned Saunders he can't have the mare. Neighbor Derby wants her, and I won't refuse so good a friend anything he asks for.
But what are you to do for meal?
My wife can do without it for a week if you want the mare so long.
But then your saddle is all in pieces.
I meant the old one. I have bought a new one since, and you shall have the first use of it.
And shall I call at Thumper's and get the mare shod?
No. I had forgotten to tell you that I let Neighbor Dobson shoe her last week, by way of trial. And, to do him justice, he shoes extremely well.
But if the poor creature has lost so much skin from off her back...
Poh! That is just one of Tim's large stories. I do assure you it was not at first bigger than my thumbnail, and I am certain it has not grown any since.
At least, however, let her have something she will eat, since she refuses hay.
She did, indeed, refuse hay this morning, but the only reason was that she was crammed full of oats. You have nothing to fear, neighbor. The mare is in perfect trim, and she will skim you over the ground like a bird. I wish you a good journey and a profitable job.